Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. This is the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 13, entitled The Ecstatic Dancing of the Lord at Rathyatra. First of all, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto all the august devotees who have assembled here. Please give me your blessings. This is a summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya as follows. After bathing early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deities Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra get aboard their three carts. This function is called Pandu Vijaya. At that time, King Prataparudra took a broom with a golden handle and began to cleanse the road. Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune and then started in the car for the Gundicha temple. The road to the temple led along a broad, sandy beach, and on both sides of the road there were residential quarters, houses, and gardens. Along that road, the servants called Gaudas began to pull the cars. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his Sankirtan party into seven divisions. With two mridangas in each division, there were altogether 14 mridangas. While performing kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited various symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, and Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exchanged their feelings very blissfully. When the cars reached the place known as Balagandi, the devotees offered the deities simple food. At this time, in a nearby garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees took a brief rest from the dancing.
Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Sri Rathagrena Narthayaha Yenasi Jagatam Chitram Jagannathopi Vismitaha.
May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished.
Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jaya Shrota Gana Shuna Kari Ekaman Ratayatra Nritya Prabhura Paramamohan.
All glories to the listeners of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rathyatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention.
Aradina Mahaprabhu Haya Sabadhan Ratri Uthigana Sange Kaila Pratasnan.
The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths.
Pandu Vijaya Dekhibare Karila Gaman Sri Jagannath Jatra Kaila Chari Singhasan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijaya. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car.
Apani Prataparudra Lanya Patragan Mahaprabhurgane Karai Vijaya Darshan.
King Prataparudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijaya ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Advaita Nitayadi Sangha Bhaktagan Sukhe Mahaprabhu Dekhe Ishwara Gaman.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Rath Yatra.
Balishtha Daita Gana Jena Matta Hati Jagannath Vijaya Karai Kari Hata Hati.
The very strongly built Dayatas, carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
The word Dayata refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord.
Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as Dayatas. These servants do not come from very high caste families, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas. But because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus they are known as Dayatas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snan Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Rathkar. In the Kshetra Mahatmya, these Dayatas are said to come from the Shabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the Dayatas, there are also many who come from the Brahmana caste. Those Dayatas coming from the Brahmana families are called Dayatapatis, or leaders of the Dayatas. The Dayatapatis offer food such as sweetmeats to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara, the resting period after Snan Yatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever, and that the Daitapatis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Shabaras and was known as the deity Nilamadhava. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannatha. Because the deities were taken from the Shabaras, all the Shabara devotees were elevated to the position of Dayatas.
Kataka Dayita Kare Skandhalamban Kataka Dayita Dhare Shri Padmacharan.
While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the Dayatas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet.
Katitate Badhadreha Sthula Pattadori Dvidike Dvaita Gana Uthai Tahadhari.
The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the Dayatas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity.
Uchadrhatuli Shavapati Sthane Sthane Ekatuli Haite Twarai Aratuli Teyane.
Strong puffed up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow like pad to the next by the Dayatas.
Prabhupada Ghate Tuli Hai Khanda Khanda Tula Shaba Uri Jai Shabda Hai Prachanda.
While the Dayatas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke, and the cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound.
Vishvambhara Jagannathe Kechalaite Pare Apana Ichhaye Chale Karite Bihare.
Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? However, the Lord moves by His personal will just to perform His pastimes.
Mahaprabhu mani ma kare dhani
nanabadya kolahale ki chui na shuni. While the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, Manima, Manima, but he could not be heard. Purport. The word Manima is used to address a respectable person in Odisha. Lord Jagannath was being respectfully addressed by Sri Chaitanya in this way.
Tave pratapa rudra kari apana shevan suvarna marjari laya kari patha sammarjan.
While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataprudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle.
Chandana jalete kare pathanishe chane tuchaseva kare vashi rajasinghasane.
The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood-scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath.
Uttamahaya raja kare tuchasevan ataiva jagannather kripar bhajan.
Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He, therefore, became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy.
Mahaprabhu sukha vaila sheshiva dekhite, Mahaprabhur kripa haila sheshiva hoite.
Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Purport. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service.
Athapi te deva padam bhujadvaya prasadaleshanugrahita evahi. Janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko pichidam vichinvan.
This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, text 29. Only a devotee who has received a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Prataprudra was very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. However, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru, and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, Chapter 19, Text 151.
Brahmanad brahmate kona bhaktyabhan jeev Guru Krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bij.
The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru. And by the mercy of the Guru, one gets the chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of Bhakti Yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world.
Rathira shatani shajani dekhi loke chamatkar nabahema mairatha shumera akar.
Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the rath car, The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. Purport. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Rathayatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London Daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front-page photo caption, "ISKCON Rathayatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square." The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and can be seen from a good distance. Just as the residents of Puri compared the Rathayatra car to Mount Sumeru, the residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. Srila Prabhupada ki. You can see Srila Prabhupada's transcendental ecstasy. Constantly able to relate what we hear from the Shastras with his service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unparalleled service. Shata shata sucha amara darpani ujjvala upare pataka shobhe chandhaya nirmala. The decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras, white whisks made of yak tails. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. Ghagara kinkini baje ghantara kwaneta nana chitrapatta vasre ratha vibhushita. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. Dinobandhu Prabhu has described this already very wonderfully. Please, if you have any further comments, do not hesitate. No one can improve on what you spoke the other day. Lilai charila ishwara ratherupara aradvi rathe chare suhadra haladhara. For the pastimes of the Rathayatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. Panchadasha dinaishwara mahalakshmi laya tara sange krida kaila nibhrite bashiya. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastimes with her. Purport. The 15-day period of Anavasara is also called Nibhrita, in honor of the solitary place where the Supreme Goddess of Fortune lives. After living there a fortnight, Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. The word Nibhrita means confidential or secret. This is maybe the second or third time also Srila Prabhupada has clarified that the Lord took permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. Why? Because there's one verse from Madhvacharya which nicely describes the position of Lakshmi. Ostensibly, he is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is also known as Ajita, the unconquerable one. But actually, he's glorifying the Supreme Goddess of Fortune when he says, Srishti sthiti pralaya sarga mahavibhute vritti prakashani amavrata bandha mokshaha yasya apanga lavamatrata urjita sa shrir yet kataksha balavati ajitam natosmi. He says, I bow down to that unconquerable Supreme Lord because just a slight sidelong glance of his consort, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune, Mahalakshmi, is enough to effect universal creation, universal maintenance, universal destruction, secondary creation, all the occupations that people have and the natures that match those occupations, prakasha, enlightenment, niyama, discipline, bandha, moksha, your bondage, your liberation, all these things. They're coming from that Supreme Goddess of Fortune. And yet, as Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami comments in regards to the word Jayashri in the Krishna Karanamritam of Bilva Mangala Thakur, that supreme goddess of fortune from whom Lord Jagannath has to take permission in order to engage in Rath Yatra pastimes, she herself is, it's clear, she's subjugated him. It's clear. He is conquered by her love, but she herself is conquered by whose love? Who conquers the love of Lakshmi Devi? Jayashri is a name for whom? Srimati Radharani. In the first verse of the Krishna Karanamritam, he mentions this, Jayashri. She's called Jayashri because Lakshmi Devi could not enter into Krishna's pastimes of Raslila in Vrindavan. She was not able to do that. But Srimati Radharani not only entered Raslila, but Raslila cannot happen without her presence. Therefore, she's Jayashri. She is the Shri that conquers Shri. This is the idea. Okay, we'll go on. Text 24.
Tahara shammati laya bhakti sukhadite ratachari bahira haila vihara karite.
Having taken permission from the goddess of fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Rathakar and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that as an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, the supreme goddess of fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as swakiya and parakiya. The Lord's conjugal love in the swakiya rasa relates to the regulative principles observed in Dwaraka. There, the Lord has many married queens, but in Vrindavan, the conjugal love of the Lord is not with his married wives, but with his girlfriends, the gopis. Conjugal love with the gopis is called parakiya rasa. Lord Jagannath leaves the secluded place where he enjoys the company of the supreme goddess of fortune in swakiya rasa, and he goes to Vrindavana, where he enjoys the parakiya rasa. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore reminds us that the Lord's pleasure in parakiya rasa is superior to his pleasure in swakiya rasa. In the material world, parakiya rasa, or loving affairs with unmarried girlfriends, is a most degraded relationship. But in the spiritual world, this type of loving affair is considered the supreme enjoyment. In the material world, everything is but a reflection of the spiritual world, and that reflection is perverted. We cannot understand the affairs of the spiritual world on the basis of our experience in the material world. The Lord's pastimes with the gopis are therefore misunderstood by mundane scholars and word wranglers. The parakiya rasa of the spiritual world should not be discussed except by one who is very advanced in pure devotional service. The parakiya rasa of the spiritual world and that in the material world are not comparable. The former is like gold and the latter is like iron. Because the difference between the two is so great, they cannot actually be compared. However, one can easily distinguish the value of gold by seeing the value of iron. One who has the proper realization can easily distinguish the transcendental activities of the spiritual world from material activities. Srila Prabhupada has many times reminded us, you have to know what gold is. This is the whole crux of the matter. You have to be able to tell what is gold. You have to know where is the good dealer. You have to know how to test the gold. You have to know the price of gold, all these things. Otherwise, we will be cheated.
Sukshma shweta balu pathe pulinerasham dvidike tokta shabas jena brindavan.
The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Yamuna. and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those in Vrindavan.
Rathe chari Jagannatha karila gaman, dvipashe dekhi chale anandita-man.
As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure.
Gaura shabaratatai kariyananda khane shigra chale ratha kshane chale manda.
The pullers of the car were known as Gaudas, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow.
Khane sthira hanya rahe taline hat na chale ishwari chai chale na chale kari bale.
Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person.
Tobe mahaprabhu shabalaya bhaktagan shahaste paraila shabe malya chandan.
As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp.
Paramananda puriyara bharati brahmananda shri haste chandana paya badilayananda.
Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure.
Advaita acharya arda prabhu nityananda shri hasta sparshe tohara hailayananda.
Similarly, when Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were both very pleased.
Kirtana gane dila malya chandan sharupa shrivasa jaha mukhya duijan.
The Lord also gave garlands and sandal pulp to the performers of Sankirtana. The two chief performers were Surup Damodar and Shrivas Thakur.
Chari sampraday hailo chabisha gayan dui dui mardangika hailo ashtajan.
There were altogether four parties of kirtan performers comprising 24 chanters. In each party, there were also two mridanga players, making an additional 8 persons.
Tabe mahaprabhu mane bichara koriya chari sampraday dila gayan bhatiya.
When the four parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters.
Nityananda Advaita Haridasa Bakreshware Chari Jane Agnya Dila Nritya Karibare.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Vakreshwar Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties.
Pratama Shampradai Kaido Shurupa Pradhan Arapancha Jana Dila Tarapaligan.
Surup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting.
Damodara Narayana Datta Govinda Rakha Pandit Ara Sri Govindananda.
The 5 who responded to the singing of Surup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayana, Govinda Datta, Rakhava Pandit, and Sri Govindananda.
Advaitere nritya koribari agnya dilo shribasha pradhana ara sampradaya kailo.
Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Shribash Thakur as the chief man. Purport: in the first group, Damodar Sarup was appointed chief singer, and the responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayan Govindadatta, Raghava Pandit, and Govindananda. Sri Advaita Acharya was appointed as a dancer. The next group was formed, and the chief singer was Shrivas Thakur.
Gangadasa Haridasa Sriman Shubhananda Sriram Pandit Tahanache Nittananda.
The 5 singers who responded to the singing of Shrivas Thakur were Gangadas, Haridas, Sriman, Shubhananda, and Sriram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer.
Vasudeva Gopinath Murari Jahagai Mukunda Pradhana Kaila Ara Sampradai.
Another group was formed consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath, and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Shri Kantar Vallabhashena Aradvijan Haridasa Thakur Jaha Karina Nartan. Another two persons, Shri Kanta and Vallabhasen, joined as responsive singers in this group. Shri Haridas Thakur, the senior, was the dancer. Purport. In the third group, Mukunda was appointed the chief singer. This party was composed of Vasudev, Gopinath, Murari, Shri Kanta, and Vallabhasen. The senior Haridas was the dancer. Govinda Ghosh Pradhana Kaila Arasham Pradai Haridasa Vishnudasa Raghav Jahagai. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghav were the responding singers. Madhava Basu Ghosh Dwi Sahodar Nritya Karen Taha Pandita Parkeshwar. Two brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Vakreshwar Pandit was the dancer. Kulin Gramereka Kirtaniya Shamaj Tahanritya Karin Ramananda Shatyaraj. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulin Gram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed as the dancers in this group. Shantipure Acharya Reka Sampradaya Achutanantana Chetatha Arashabagai. There was another party that came from Shantipura and was formed by Advaita Acharya. Achutananda was the dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. Kandera Sampraday Kari Anyatra Kirtana Naraharinachetaha Sri Raghunandan. Another party was formed by the people of Khanda. These people were singing at a different place. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandan were dancing.
Jagannath Rage Chari Sampraday Gai Dvipache Dvipache Ka Sampraday.
Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on both sides were two other parties. Another was at the rear.
Sata Sampraday Vaje Chaudamadal Jaradhani Shuni Vaishnavahai Pagal.
There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtana, and in each party two men were beating drums. Thus 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad.
Vaishnavira Mega Ghatai Haidal Badal Kirtananda Shabe Barshe Netrajal.
All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names, tears fell in great ecstasy like rainfall from their eyes. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's called Kaviraj not for no reason. He was very highly trained in kavya. Kavya means poetry, literature. So we can see that throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita here also. Very wonderful metaphor he's giving here. All the devotees were the clouds, and with the thundering mridangas, the rainfall fell from their eyes. Beautiful description. It gets better too.
Tribhuvana bhari uthe kirtaner dhwani anya badyadira dhwani kichhui na shuni.
When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear mundane sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtana. Jai.
Now listen to this. Sada thai bole prabhu hari hari bole jai jagannatha bole hasta jugatuli.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups, chanting the holy name, Hari Hari. Raising his arms, he shouted, all glories to Lord Jagannath.
Ara eka shakti prabhu karila prakash eka kale sata thai karita bilash.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups.
Shabako he prabhu achen mora sampraday anyathai nahi jah.
Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he doesn't go anywhere else. He's bestowing his mercy upon us. Keha lakite nane prabhura chinta shakti antaranga bhakta jane jara shuddha bhakti. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand.
Kirtana dekhiya jagannatha harajita shankirtana dekhiratha kariyesh thagita.
Lord Jagannath was very pleased by the Sankirtana, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance.
Prataparudrera hailo paramabhishmai dekhita bishasa raja haile premamai.
King Prataparudra was also astonished to see the Sankirtana. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna.
Kashi Mishra kahi raja prabhura mahima Kashi Mishra kahi tomar bhagyera nahi shima.
When the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashi Mishra replied, O king, your fortune has no limit.
Sarva bhoma sange raja kari taratari adakeha nahi jane chaitanyera churi.
The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jare tare kripa shei jani bare pare kripa binan brahmadika jani bare nare.
Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand.
Rajarat chaseva dekhi prabhut tushtaman sheita prasade paila rahasya darshan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street, and for this humility the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Purport. The mystery of the Lord's activities is described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same supreme person. But the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how both of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. So two inconceivable things going on at one time. Okay, I don't know how long we should go. It's 8:40. Is it time to stop now? Sorry? So how long should I go? I should end now? Okay. Okay, one more couplet will ring.
Shakshate na deya dekha poroksho todya ke bujhite pare chaitanya chandrer maya.
Although the king was refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Purport. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of a world teacher, he did not agree to see the king because a king is a mundane person interested in money and women. Indeed, the very name, king, suggests one who is always surrounded by money and women. As a sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of both money and women. The very word king is repugnant to one who is in the renounced order of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see the king, but indirectly, by the Lord's causeless mercy, the king was able to understand the Lord's mysterious activities. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were exhibited sometimes to reveal him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes to show him as a devotee. Both kinds of activity are mysterious and appreciated only by pure devotees. And we said the king had both revelations at the same time. Continue tomorrow then. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.
Mari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Alola Chandra Kalasadvana Malyavamsi Radnangadam Pranaya Kelikalavi Lasham Shamam Tribangala Litanyata Prakasham Govinda Mari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Angani Yasa Sakalendriya Vrittimanti Pashanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmayrasa karavigrahasya govinda mari purusham tamaham bhajami advaita machutam anadim anantarupam adyam purana purusham navayauvanam cha vedeshu dulava madulava matma bhaktau Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Pantastu Koti Shatavat Sarasam Bragamyo Vayo Rathapi Manaso Munipungavanam Sopyastiya Praparasimya Vichintya Tatve Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ekopya Saura Taditum Jagaranda Kotim Yat Shakti Rasti Jagaranda Chayaya Danta Andanta Rasta Paramana Chayanta Rastam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yad Bhava Bhavitariyo Manujasta Taiva Samprapya Rupa Mahimasanuyana Bhusha Sukterya Meva Nagama Pratitaistu Vanti Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda Chinmayarasa Pratipavitabhis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatma Bhuto Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksa deva radayeshi viloka yanti Yamshama sundarama chintya guna swarupam Govinda mari purusham tamaham bhajami Ramari muti shukala niyamena tishtan Nana avatara makarod bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna sayam samabhavat paramapumanyo Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yasya Prabha Prabhapato Jagadanda Koti Koti Shashesha Vasudari Vibhuti Pinnam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Maya Hiyasya Jagadanna Shatani Sute Traigunya Tadvishaya Veda Vitaya Mana Sattvavalambi Parasattvam Vishuddha Sattvam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasat Matayama Nasu Ya praninam pratipalam smarutam upetya lilayatena bhuvanani jayatya jashtram govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami golokanam ninajadamni taleta tasya devi mahesha haritam suteshu teshu te te prabhavinichaya vihitascha yena Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Shristi Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Viparati Durga Ichchanu Rupam Apiyasya Chachesha Tesa Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Shiram Yatarada Vikara Vishesha Yogat Sanjayatena hitatah pratagasti heto Yashambutam apitatasambupaiti karyad Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Deeparchareva hidashandanamabhyapetya Deepayate vravatahetu samana dharma Yastadrageva hija vishnu chaya vibhati Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yakkarunarna Bhajale Bhajatisma Yoga Nidramananta Jagadanda Saroma Kupaha Adhara Shaknim Avalambya Paramsma Murtim Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yashyaika Nishvasitakala Matavalambya Jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha Vishnur mahansa ihayasya kala vishesho Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Basmanyatasma sakaleshu nijeshu teja Sriyam kiyat prakatayatta vitad badatra Brahmaya esha jagadanda vidana karta Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yat Pada Pallava Yugam Vinidaya Kumba Dvandve Pranama Samaye Saganadi Raja Vignan Vihanta Malamasya Jagatrayasya Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Agnir Mahi Ganganamamur Murudishascha Kalastatama manasiti jagatrayani Yasmad bhavanti vivavanti vishanti yamcha Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yachakshiresha shafita sakalagrahanam Raja samasta suramuti rashesha tejaha Yasyagnaya brahmati sambratakala chakro Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Dharmo tapapanichayashrutayasta pamsi Brahmari kita patagava dayascha jiva Yadatra matra vibhapapratapapava Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yastvindra gopamatavendra mohosa karma Bandhanu rupa palabhajana matanoti Karmani nirdahati kinti cha bhakti bhajam Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yam krodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhiti Vatsalya moha guru gaurava sevya bhavai Sanchintya tasya sadrishintanam apurete Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Sriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purushakalpataravo Druma Bhumishchintamane Ganamayitoyam Amratam Kataganam Natyam Gamanamapivamshi Priyasaki Chiranandam Jyoti Paramapitarasvadyam Apicha Sayatra Shiradhi Sravati Suri Bibhyashu Sumahan Nimeshadyakyo Vavratati Nahi Atrapi Samayaha Bhaje Shweta Dvitam Tamaham Iha Golokamitiyam Virantaste Shantakshiti Virala Chara Kutipaye Atovacha Mahavishnur Bhagavantam Brajapatim Brahman Mahatthavignane Prajasarge Chachinmati Pancha Shloki Mimam Vidyam Batsatatvam Nibodame Prabhude Jnana Bhakti Vyam Atmayananda Chinmayi Ude Tunutama Bhakti Bhagava Prema Lakshana Pramana Istat Saracara Istara Vyasir Nirantaram Bodhayanatmanatmanam Bhaktim Apyutamam Labet Yasya Shreyaskaram Nasti Yaya Nivritum Apnuyat Yasariyati Mameva Bhaktim Tameva Sadayet Dharma Manyan Parityaja Mamekam Bhaja Vishwasan Yadrishi Adrishi Shraddha Siddhir Bhavati Tadrishi Kurvan Nirantaram Karma Loko Yam Manavartate Tenaiva Kanamana Dhyayam Mamparam Bhaktim Ichati Aham hi vishvasya chara charasya bijam pradhanam prakritihi pumamscha maya hitam teja idam vibarshi vide videhi tomato jaganti Ishvara parama krishna sakchidananda vigraha anadi radir govinda